Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Looking back, he sometimes wondered if he'd spent most of his life trying to explain away something that had never wanted an explanation. His earliest memory of it went back to when he was 5 or 6 years old. He woke in the middle of the night with the unmistakable feeling that someone else was in the house. At first, he assumed it was one of his parents checking on him, but when his eyes adjusted to the darkness, he saw a tall figure standing perfectly still in the hallway outside his bedroom. It didn't have a face he could make out. It wasn't wearing dark clothing. It looked like the outline of a person cut from complete darkness, somehow even blacker than the hallway around it. He screamed until his parents came running. His father searched every room in the house while his mother stayed beside him, trying to calm him down. They checked the doors, the windows, and every closet before assuring him there was no one there. Like most parents would, they told him he'd had a bad dream. Eventually, he believed them. Then, a few nights later, it happened again. The figure was back. This time, it wasn't standing as far down the hallway. It had moved closer to his bedroom door. Once again, his parents searched the house, found nothing, and reassured him that it had only been another nightmare. For a while, that became the pattern, and the figure didn't appear every night. Sometimes, weeks would pass without anything unusual happening. Then he'd wake in the middle of the night and find it there again. With each appearance, it seemed just a little closer than before. At first, it stood at the end of the hallway. Later, it was outside his bedroom door. Eventually, it was standing inside the room itself. The strange thing was that it never actually did anything. It never moved toward him. It never spoke. It never reached out. It simply stood there in complete silence. As frightening as those experiences were, something changed as he got older. He slowly became accustomed to them. That probably sounds impossible, but when something happens often enough, it eventually becomes part of your normal life. He never liked waking up and finding the figure in his room, but after years of the same experience, he stopped screaming for his parents. By the time he reached middle school, he'd usually stare at it for a few seconds before rolling over and trying to go back to sleep. That was always the hardest part to explain. It never felt like waking from a nightmare. He always felt fully awake. He knew exactly where he was. He could hear the furnace running in the winter or rain tapping against the windows. Everything around him felt completely normal except for the silent figure standing somewhere in the room. As he got older, he began paying closer attention. Sometimes it stood beside the bedroom door. Other times, it waited quietly near the window or in the corner of the room. He never actually saw it move. It was simply there when he opened his eyes, and after several seconds, it would disappear. Not by walking away, not by fading into the darkness. It was simply gone. By the time he reached high school, he decided there had to be a logical explanation. He started reading everything he could find about vivid dreams, sleep disorders, hallucinations, and eventually sleep paralysis. The more he read, the more convinced he became that he'd finally found his answer. Plenty of people reported waking up and seeing someone standing in their bedroom. While his experiences didn't perfectly match every description, it seemed much more reasonable to believe his brain was playing tricks on him than to believe something had been visiting him for years. That explanation became the one he chose to believe. Whenever the figure appeared after that, he reacted differently. Instead of panicking, he'd simply think, "There it is again. My brain's doing that thing." He'd wait for a few seconds until it disappeared, then roll over and go back to sleep. Eventually, he stopped talking about it altogether. There didn't seem to be any point. He certainly wasn't going to tell friends he'd been seeing dark figures since childhood, and after years of reading about sleep disorders, he felt convinced there was nothing paranormal about it anyway. Whatever was happening existed entirely inside his own mind. College came, then work, and life gradually became busier. The experiences never completely stopped, but they became much less frequent. Sometimes months would pass without a single incident. Then one night he'd wake up, glance across the room, and see the familiar silhouette standing silently in the darkness. By then, he was more frustrated than frightened. He'd sigh, wait for it to disappear, and wonder why his brain still insisted on repeating the same strange experience after all those years. Around that time, he met the woman who would eventually become his wife, and she couldn't have been more different from him when it came to anything paranormal. She hated horror movies, avoided ghost stories, and had absolutely no interest in haunted houses or supernatural conversations. If someone started telling a paranormal story, she'd usually find an excuse to leave the room. Oddly enough, he found that comforting. She was practical and level-headed, and because of that, he made a decision almost immediately. He wasn't going to tell her about the figure. As far as she knew, he occasionally had restless nights just like anyone else. After spending nearly 20 years convincing himself there was a perfectly ordinary explanation for what he'd been seeing, he saw no reason to make someone else worry about something he no longer believed was real. Besides, the sightings had become so infrequent that he was beginning to think they might finally be behind him. He had no idea they were about to become more real than ever. By the time he reached his 20s, the sightings had become almost routine. That didn't make them any easier to explain, but it completely changed the way he reacted to them. As a child, seeing the figure had sent him screaming down the hallway to his parents' bedroom. As an adult, he'd usually wake, notice the familiar silhouette somewhere in the room, wait for it to disappear, then roll over and go back to sleep. It wasn't that he'd stopped finding the experience unsettling. He'd simply spent so many years trying to understand it that fear had gradually given way to resignation. He'd become almost analytical about the whole thing. The figure never spoke, never reached toward him, and never seemed interested in doing anything except watching. Sometimes it stood beside the bedroom door. Other times it waited near the window or quietly occupied a corner of the room. Wherever it appeared, it always vanished within a few seconds. That consistency became part of the reason he believed it wasn't real. If something supernatural had actually been visiting him all those years, surely it wouldn't behave exactly the same way every single time. Eventually, he stopped looking for answers. Around that same time, his relationship with the woman who would eventually become his wife began to grow more serious. They spent more and more nights together, sometimes at his apartment and sometimes at hers. And before long, they'd settled into the comfortable routine most couples eventually find. Work filled the weekdays, weekends disappeared into family gatherings and errands, and they started talking about a future that included a home of their own. She remained exactly the kind of person she'd always been. She hated horror movies, avoided ghost stories whenever she could, and wanted absolutely nothing to do with haunted houses or paranormal television shows. If friends started sharing unexplained experiences, she'd usually smile politely before steering the conversation in another direction. She wasn't dismissive or rude. She simply had no interest in things she couldn't explain. He found that strangely comforting. Because she was so practical, he never seriously considered telling her about the figure. After nearly 20 years of convincing himself it was nothing more than an unusually vivid sleep disorder, bringing it up would only make him sound irrational. As far as she knew, he occasionally had restless nights. There didn't seem to be any reason to burden her with something he no longer believed existed outside his own imagination. For a while, life felt remarkably ordinary. The sightings became less frequent than they'd ever been before. Sometimes several months would pass without a single incident, and he'd begin to wonder if whatever had followed him since childhood had finally come to an end. Then, without warning, he'd wake in the middle of the night and find the familiar figure standing somewhere in the room. It never changed. It was always silent, always motionless, always gone within moments. Instead of frightening him, it had become almost frustrating. He'd wait for it to disappear, shake his head, and wonder why his brain continued producing the same strange image after all those years. The logical explanation still made the most sense, and he held on to it because every alternative seemed impossible. Then one night, while staying at her house, it happened again. He woke the way he always did, not because of a sound, but because of that unmistakable feeling that someone else was in the room. It was a sensation he'd known since childhood, one that had become so familiar he recognized it before he even opened his eyes. When he looked across the room, the figure was standing beside her dresser. Moonlight filtered through a small gap in the curtains, casting just enough light to outline the furniture, but the figure itself seemed to absorb every bit of it. There were no features, no clothing, nothing he could identify beyond the unmistakable shape of a person standing perfectly still. For several seconds, he simply watched it. Years earlier, he would have panicked. Instead, he found himself feeling almost exhausted by the experience. He'd seen the same thing too many times to react the way he once had. He closed his eyes, counted slowly to five, then looked again. The room was empty. Satisfied that his mind had once again played the same familiar trick, he rolled over and went back to sleep. The next morning, he never mentioned what had happened, and there didn't seem to be any point. He'd spent most of his life convincing himself there was a perfectly reasonable explanation, and she wasn't someone who enjoyed conversations about ghosts or unexplained experiences. If anything, telling her would probably make her more uncomfortable than the experience itself had made him. Life moved forward. They became engaged, threw themselves into planning a wedding, and spent countless evenings talking about where they wanted to live once they were married. Like every other couple, they debated neighborhoods, looked at houses they couldn't quite afford, and imagined what life would look like a few years down the road. The strange nighttime encounters became little more than an occasional annoyance. He was beginning to believe they might disappear altogether. Then one night, everything changed. After an exhausting week at work, he'd fallen asleep almost as soon as his head touched the pillow. Sometime during the night, he drifted awake for no reason he could identify. The room felt unusually still, and almost instinctively his eyes moved toward the places where the figure usually appeared. For the first time in years, he felt a genuine sense of relief. Maybe it was finally over. Maybe whatever strange quirk of his brain had followed him since childhood had finally run its course. He closed his eyes and started drifting back to sleep. A moment later, someone grabbed his shoulder hard enough to wake him completely. He opened his eyes to find his fiancée sitting bolt upright beside him. She wasn't looking at him. Her eyes were fixed on the foot of the bed, and even in the darkness, he could see the fear on her face. She looked as though she'd seen someone standing there only seconds before. He started to ask what was wrong, but before he could say a word, she quietly asked a question that shattered every explanation. He'd spent 20 years convincing himself was true. Who was standing beside the bed? For a moment, he assumed she'd had a nightmare. He looked toward the foot of the bed, expecting to find nothing there. The room was quiet, the moonlight still filtering through the blinds, and there wasn't another sound anywhere in the house. Everything looked perfectly normal. His fiancée, however, wasn't looking around the room. She was staring at one specific spot, her eyes fixed on the place where she believed someone had been standing only moments earlier. Even in the darkness, he could see how shaken she was. She wasn't groggy or confused. She was genuinely frightened. She explained that she'd woken up because she thought someone was standing beside the bed. At first, she'd assumed someone had broken into the house, but the figure never moved. It simply stood there, facing the bed, as though it had been watching him while he slept. The description made his stomach turn. She couldn't make out a face. She couldn't describe clothing because it didn't appear to be wearing any. Instead, she said it looked like the outline of a person made entirely of darkness, somehow even darker than the room itself. After several seconds, it didn't walk away or fade into the shadows. It was simply gone. For nearly 20 years, he'd convinced himself there had to be a logical explanation for what he'd been experiencing. He'd blamed vivid dreams, interrupted sleep, stress, anxiety, and every article he'd ever read about sleep disorders. Those explanations had always made more sense than believing something had followed him from childhood into adulthood. Now someone else had described the same figure without him saying a single word. For the first time in his life, he told someone the entire story. He started with the hallway outside his childhood bedroom and the nights he'd wake screaming for his parents. He explained how the figure always seemed a little closer each time it appeared until it eventually began standing inside his room. He admitted how embarrassed he'd become as he got older, eventually deciding it was easier to believe there was something unusual about the way he slept than to tell people he'd been seeing the same dark figure since he was a little boy. He also admitted something he'd never really acknowledged to himself. As much as he'd tried to dismiss the experiences, he'd never been able to shake the feeling that they were somehow different from ordinary dreams. Every encounter felt exactly the same. There was never any confusion about where he was or whether he was awake. It was as if someone had simply stepped into the room for a few moments before disappearing again. She listened without interrupting. When he finished, she admitted she'd never experienced anything remotely like what she'd seen that night. She'd spent most of her life avoiding ghost stories, horror movies, and conversations about the paranormal because she'd never found any of it believable. If someone else had told her the story a day earlier, she would have assumed there was a perfectly reasonable explanation. Now she wasn't so sure. Neither of them slept much for the rest of the night. Every creak of the house drew their attention toward the bedroom door. More than once, they found themselves staring into the darkness, half expecting the figure to return. Morning couldn't come quickly enough. Over the next several days, they talked about the experience again and again, trying to make sense of it. She asked whether it had ever spoken. It hadn't. She wondered if it had ever touched him. It never had. Did it always look the same? As far as he could remember, yes. The location changed from one night to the next, but the figure itself never seemed any different. It was always silent, always motionless, and always disappeared within a few seconds. The more they discussed it, the more one fact refused to fit into any logical explanation. She had described exactly what he'd been seeing since childhood. He'd never told her about the hallway. He'd never mentioned the bedroom. He'd never once described the figure that had quietly followed him through most of his life. There was no reason she should have pictured the same impossible silhouette unless she'd actually seen it herself. Neither of them ever found an answer they were comfortable with. Then something happened that neither of them expected. The figure never came back. At first, he assumed it was simply another long break between experiences. That had happened before. Sometimes months would pass without a single sighting, so he tried not to read too much into it. But the weeks became months. The months became a year. There was no overwhelming feeling that someone else was there. No familiar silhouette standing in the corner, no silent presence waiting for him to open his eyes. The experiences had simply stopped. Not long afterward, they moved into their first home together, and life became busy in all the ordinary ways. They painted walls, unpacked boxes, tackled one project after another, and slowly settled into married life. Now, years later, he still doesn't know what happened. Part of him continues to believe there must be a medical explanation. Sleep disorders aren't fully understood, and the human brain is capable of creating experiences that feel completely real. Those explanations are comforting because they fit the world as he understands it. But every logical explanation eventually runs into the same problem. His wife had never heard those stories. She didn't know about the frightened little boy who saw someone standing in the hallway. She didn't know about the years he'd spent waking to the same silent figure. She didn't know how desperately he'd wanted to believe it was all happening inside his own mind. Yet on one ordinary night, she woke up and described the very same figure he'd been seeing since he was 5 years old. He still doesn't know what either of them experienced. He only knows that after someone else finally saw it, he never saw it again.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.